President Obama will make history today as a sitting president with years left in his second term and plenty of clout left in his presidency. Mr. Obama will visit the Standing Rock Sioux tribe today in North Dakota. President Clinton made a symbolic visit to Indian country back in 1999 when he was nearly out of office. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe faces unemployment and poverty rates that far exceed the rest of the U.S., just like many other reservations do. Dave Archambault is the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in North Dakota. He wants this visit to emphasize the tribe's rich culture as well as its deep problems.
To only have three presidents visit Indian country throughout the history of this nation is disappointing. It's sad, and it's heartfelt and meaningful that this president, in his term, is willing to come out and set the standard and say this is something that has to be ongoing. And it's the only way that we can work together, government to government, and find these solutions so there aren't these pockets throughout the United States.
What are the issues that you would like to tell the president that he needs to deal with as far as Standing Rock is concerned?
You know, I'm really honored and I'm glad that we get to get this time with him so that we can remind the government, not just the president, but the government, that we have a government-to-government relationship. On Standing Rock, we're a good example for Indian country. We have a high rate of unemployment, 60%. We have a high rate of poverty, 40%. Poverty rate three times greater than that of the United States. We have a high dropout rate. So when 50% of your youth that enter into school drop out before the graduation date, there's an issue there. So we got to come together with the federal government and find solutions, because that is a treaty responsibility to provide law enforcement, to provide education, to provide health care. But all too often, our treaties were broken, promises were made, and so we try to remind that this is here, and we are blended in with mainstream America. So any type of assistance that the federal government provides to Indian country, it's no different than off the reservation.
So many Americans think that the solution for tribes that are dealing with poverty and social issues is gaming or natural resources or, you know, oil underground or minerals underground. Why is that not an option for you? And remind us that those sorts of magic bullets don't necessarily apply all the way around in Indian nations in the U.S.
And that's exactly right. There are 566 federally recognized tribes, and not all of them have the resources, are located in a place where this magic bullet can land. So what we want to do is we want to look at what is it that can change our outcome, or make a brighter future, and that's an investment in our youth. We may not have that magic bullet on Standing Rock, like the majority of all 566 federally recognized tribes, but we do have a resource there, and that's our minds.
You going to sit down with the president?
Yes, I am. I don't want to just tell him what our issues are. I want to share with him the beauty of our people. I want to share our culture. I want to let him see the spark in our youth's eyes. We want to make this a memorable visit, not only for us, not only for Indian country, not only for the United States, but I want to leave an impression on the president and the first lady that is memorable forever.
Dave Archambault is the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in North Dakota.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.